The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Supreme Court rules 7-2 in favor of the honor system. More after this from Charlie. In 2004, Arizona's Proposition 200 passed easily. More than 55% of voters said yes. And it imposed a new requirement for voters, proof of citizenship in order to register, a driver's license, birth certificate, passport. By the time a lower court struck it down, Sam Brooke of the Southern Poverty Law Center says the law had potentially denied 31,000 people their right to vote, many of those people minorities.
Data shows that they are the least likely to have identification documents that would prove U.S. citizenship status.
And yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed that Arizona had gone too far and voted 7-2 to overturn Arizona's law. The ruling means that voters need only fill out the standard federal form, which simply asks, are you a citizen of the United States? You check yes, you sign the form, on penalty of perjury if you lie, but that's it, no ID required. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, doesn't see how coming up with one piece of ID would be a problem for legal residents.
All Arizona was seeking was basic information proving citizenship. Most people, it seems to me, would think that to be common sense.
But the Supreme Court did leave Arizona a way to get its law back, go before the Election Assistance Commission and request a state-specific change in the federal form, which is just what Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn plans to do.
We have to go to the EAC, request relief from them, and if they deny it, go back to court.
Just one little catch. It turns out there is no one currently serving on the Election Assistance Commission. Oh, that Supreme Court is a tricky bunch. The Osgood File, Dave Ross. On the CBS Radio Network.